Every time our athletes walk into this weight room, they're going to be pushed to the max.
Let's go!
The barbell hasn't changed in over 100 years. I can take a 25-pound plate, and we'll go out on the turf, and I'll have you hating life. We talk about straining your gut, pushing past that comfort level. I want a lot of energy.
What better breeding ground is there for being a success in life than the weight room?
Hey guys, welcome back to Iron Game Chalk Talk. I'm your host, Rob McKeefree, and this is episode number 230. I want to thank you guys for listening each week. Really appreciate those of you that like, share, and comment. Just helps me continue to highlight the great people in our industry doing phenomenal things. Also want to thank our sponsors, and specifically InTech, for sponsoring this episode. I actually just told Sean that I just got done working out, and I used the functional trap bar for my single leg or RFEs, and just a great tool, great company, great people. And so be sure to check them out. This week, I'm joined by Sean Greeley. He's the founder and CEO of Net Profit Explosion. I got a chance to get to know him a little bit a month or two ago, and just really impressed by his story, how he's overcome some adversity in his life, how he jumped and took a bet on himself, and it's paid off in a big, big way. But I think there's tons of things that we can pull out from his experiences for the strength coaches that are listening. So, Sean, I really appreciate you coming on the show, man.
Yeah, I'm excited to be here. Thanks for having me.
I mentioned that you've gone through some adversity. You're a professional athlete. You're a professional wakeboarder. You're a cancer survivor. You've gone through a handful of things. What led to your kind of which experience, which aha moment, if you want to say that, led to your kind of entrepreneurial bug and leading you down the path that you're currently on?
Well, I think the entrepreneurial bug comes from my family. So I grew up in an entrepreneurial family. My dad, I watched build a commercial real estate business up from nothing to a large company as a kid. Both my grandfathers served in the military, did some things in business, and just growing up in that environment, I was never given the mindset of go work for someone else. I was given the mindset of you have a dream, go make it happen. And so I have literally never worked for anybody outside of like high school and, some part-time jobs and, college. I did some coaching, so you mentioned wakeboarding. I competed in wakeboarding professionally for several years. I was on the U.S. team, competed in world championships, and I got a job. I would coach at the gymnastics club to also just, help my training and get access to the equipment and a couple random, things like that. But really, I've always worked for myself. I became an independent coach, personal trainer, grew that to a multi-location, fitness business. You mentioned I got diagnosed with cancer, stage 4 cancer. I sold my fitness businesses to focus on my health, regroup. And then out of that, I said, if I'm only going to have a year left, what do I want to do with my life? And I was, as I had a lot of friends that were coaches that had started small businesses, small fitness facilities, and they were struggling with all the challenges of small business ownership of where do I find clients and what do I charge and how do I, ask for money and what do these financial reports mean and where do I go hire staff? And so I just started helping my friends solve those problems, and they got amazing results, just kind of sharing the lessons and systems and tools I had learned and developed myself through my own journey. And that led to the such fulfillment I got out of that. When I got a really clean bill of health, I just said, man, I love helping people solve problems and achieve their goals, and I love it even more on the business side than I did on the health side. I mean, it's really the same thing. It's helping people grow. But seeing just the impact that, that I could have on not just, one person's health and well-being, but when you help a business owner, you're helping themselves, their families, their employees, their community. And I just found that so fulfilling and rewarding. It's still just, I wake up with a fire and passion every day to go serve and help where I can. And, that's been my life. NPU is now just over 11 years old. Last 11 years, we've gone from a startup to a global company. We've won, multiple national and international awards. We've been 8 times in the Inc. 500, 5,000 list. We've got an office in Orlando, London, Sydney. I got a team of close to 50 people that serve, have served over 36,000 fitness business owners wow. in the last 11 years. So, you know, it's entrepreneurism is in my blood. Helping people solve problems and achieve goals is in my blood. And just serving where I can. You know, this is what I'm passionate about. I wake up and do it every day. And I love it.
Yeah, I think that's so awesome. There's so much to pull out there that I want to get into. But I mean, I often talk about on this show with strength coaches that, you know, being an entrepreneur doesn't necessarily mean finding these additional revenue streams. Although if you're smart, I think that's an important part of it because we live in such a volatile profession. But you know, controlling your own destiny. I think that's something that every strength coach has conflicting parts about. I think the revenue streams, you know, and I always, I'm sure you've read, you know, Robert Kiyosaki has the Rich Dad Poor Dad, but he also has a book called The Four Cash Flow Quadrants. And it talks about going from an employee to a business owner to, what is it, employee, independent owner or something, and business owner, and then investor. And trying to work through that aggressive to passive, revenue producing deal. But I think a part of that also is the entrepreneurial part of thinking outside the box and pulling inspiration from other disciplines. And I think that's what guys like yourself, I think the strength coaches that do it really, really well, I think that's what they do, you know, on a daily basis. And then that natural progression from, you know, focusing on the athlete, but then coaching the coaches next, I think is a big, is a big step as well. But that's awesome. And well, you know, before we jump into all that, you know, you don't build a business that's been on the Inc. 500, you know, three times in a row without making some mistakes. What's one of the biggest mistakes you made and kind of how you learned from it?
Yeah, well, eight times on the road. Eight times Inc. 500, 5,000. So
wow.
we've been a long run. Mistakes. Yeah, I've made a lot, you know. That's how you learn. You know, if you're not making mistakes, you're not trying hard enough, in my opinion.
Great.
So, you know, I think, you know, fail fast. You know, it does get messy along the way, and you can't be scared of that. You got to dig into the problem and fall in love with the problem. You know, I think that's the most important thing is fall in love with the problem and solving the problem. If you do that, then, you know, you're gonna enjoy your work every day. You know, I think mistakes are, you know, I don't know if I call it mistakes as much as challenges. You know, there's a lot of challenges that you face in building a company from, you know, startup to international company with three offices and 50 employees. You know, it's not a perfect run. You know, I think there's at every stage of growth, there are new challenges to overcome. And, you know, when you solve those, you go to the next level. And then all of a sudden there's new challenges to overcome. And so at right. every stage of growth, you know, it's, I think a lot of people have the misconception that they're going to hit the jackpot and, you know, it's all gravy. If you're growing, you're going to fit. It's all it is just falling in love with solving problems every day.
Right.
You just have a little nicer car and you have a little bigger house. but you know, it's the same day, right? It's the same day.
I agree with you 100%. And that's, you know, whether or not I was making, you know, pretty good money at Tennessee or just starting off in South Florida, it was the same deal. You know, we talked a little bit about thinking outside the box and you know, steps along the way, you went to business school and, you know, you walked out of your first class or whatever, you know, because you looked around and you were just like, this doesn't make sense. Here's a guy making $50,000 telling, you know, that's never owned a business, telling us how to start up and run a business. And I think that as strength coaches, we experience that quite a bit too, where, you know, listening to your own voice and having the wherewithal to take a step outside of the lines is big. How, you know, when you're counseling business owners, coaches, personal trainers to think, you know, to get outside of the lines a little bit, you know, what are you telling them?
Yeah, and just to give context for those who, you know, who haven't heard that story. So, you know, when I finished up my sports career, I had been doing coaching part-time and, you know, and my parents said, hey, it's great you'd be doing this coaching thing, but, you know, have you thought about going to get a real job? And so, there's some coaches on this recording, I'm sure we'll have heard that maybe from one or two family members at a point.
No, I think everybody.
And so, and if you don't know what you want to do, go back to school, because then you can just, you know, hide out for a couple years and avoid your student loans and party a little longer.
Right.
And I sat in an MBA program at the first day of orientation, and I had a professor who had never run a business and was doing orientation. I sat around kids who really just wanted to go climb a corporate ladder and avoid student loans for a couple more years, defer those. And that's not, you know, that's not who I am. It's not where I come from. I want to go, you know, I love work. I love to go solve problems. And I just had, you know, I had the entrepreneurial bug. And so I left the first day of the program and I said, I'm going to go start my own business. And I never went back. You know, it was a pretty bold decision, bold time of life. I had paid a $10,000 deposit on that semester's tuition and never got a refund. But, you know, that was the best, you know, 10 grand I ever spent, because, you know, allowed me to come face to face with, I know this is not what I want, so I'm going to go do something else. You know, that moment, was a defining moment in life that changed my life forever. And since then I've spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, not millions, on my education and my personal development and self-development, in business and, you know, working with the top consultants in the world, different areas, and, you know, education development, all kinds of stuff. You know, I want to learn something, I'll go find the best person in the world and I'll learn it. So I want to reinforce, I think, everybody should continue a lifelong self-development education, professional development plan. I think the biggest challenges that, you know, a lot of coaches face is, you know, it's easy to, just be kind of stuck in a silo, you know, of the people you're around, and the people that surround you, you're not going to get the answers you need from, you know, people that are where you are today. You got to go find the people that are ahead of where you are today. And you got to, if, you know, I have a saying, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room.
Right.
And so go find some place where you can be a beginner again. Go find some place where you can learn and grow and be challenged. And, you know, you get to start all over, and it's going to push you to become, you know, a better version of yourself than you are today. Just like in athletics, you know, it's the same thing. You want to be better, go join, you know, a team where you're the worst player in the team, work hard, work your tail off, and you're going to come out, you know, a better athlete, and you're going to come out a better human being, you're going to come out a better business owner. And so, you know, I think that's one of the most important things is, a lot of people, get comfortable, just being where they are and don't continually seek out opportunities, environments, cultures, mentors who are going to really challenge them, to grow to a new level.
Yeah. Often, you know, counsel young coaches on that, you know, the ones that have been able to climb that ladder fastest, the ones that have been at the highest level or whatever you want to say, whatever their definition of the big time is, you know, they take risk. You know, they take risk, and, you know, and just like you said, that was a very good, I loved how you put that, you know, that $10,000 was the best money you ever spent. It was because when you take those risks, there's not a bad outcome. You know, either it works and it, you know, you're good, or, you know, it doesn't work, but now you learned a way not to do the step that you're trying to take, or you take the good from that opportunity and you forget the bad and you move on. But, you know, so many people stay in that center lane without really kind of veering one way or the other. And often to me it's boring and it's unchallenging. And you often find yourself in that, you know, stuck in that silo. I think, you know, when you are, you know, starting off as a trainer, you know, and then a business owner, there's lots of trainers, there's lots of business owners, you know, and to me, you know, one of the things I often talk about is the ability to stand out in the crowd and finding your unique selling proposition and what you can be the best in the world at. You know, talk about the importance of a strength coach branding themselves and maybe some ways that they can do that when they're at a university setting or a professional setting.
Well, I think the branding, you know, the branding is important, you know, but my experience, the most important thing is, you know, be better at solving the problem than anyone else around you. You know, if you become the best at whatever you're getting paid to do, you become the best at solving that problem for the market, you can't help but stand out because the demand is there. You know, the demand is in the market for people who want the best. You're just got to decide, are you going to be the best or are you going to be the cheapest? Because there's no room in the middle.
Right.
And so, you know, make a decision. And especially when it comes to, you know, health and wellness and you know, our bodies and our performance, you know, you've never heard anyone say, I want the cheapest coach I can find. You know, they say, I want the best coach I can find.
Right.
And so, you know, the best brand is become awesome at delivering the most phenomenal results and experience for the people you serve. And then second, tell more people about it. You know, I think a lot of us make it more complicated than it needs to be. Certainly there's a lot to learn and grow and that kind of stuff. But the foundation is, bottom line, if you're just that much better, then, you know, you can't help but grow your business. It does it on its own because everybody's seeking out the best.
Right.
So, you know, work hard, dive in, fall in love with the problem that you're serving and you're solving and getting paid to solve in the market and, you know, charge the most. You know, positioning is one of the most important pieces of a brand is that, you know, are you going to be, you know, the Walmart or are you going to be the Ritz-Carlton? You know, which do you want to be? Right. And there's no profit in being the Walmart, you know, not when it comes to professional services. You know, there's so much price elasticity that, you know, just even, you know, what's the difference between a strength coach who charges $50 a session versus $200 a session? Does the guy charging $200 automatically teach five times a better squat?
Right.
Maybe not, you know, but what does the market think? If you're charging 50, you're charging 200, they think who's better? The guy charging 200. Why? I don't know. He's the most expensive. So he must be the best, you know?
Right.
So a lot of the stuff comes down to it's not, you know, while your logo, your branding is all important, the most important part of your brand, be amazing, position yourself as the best, have the confidence to declare that to market, tell them you're the best, you know, because the only one who can set your rates are you,
right.
You know, and a lot of people wait for the market to tell them it's okay or wait to, you know, and fair enough, look, it's not easy to build your confidence and to say, to take that position. But at the end of the day, you got to claim the position. No one's going to, you know, knight you, okay, you're authorized to now charge premium pricing. You know, you gotta believe in yourself. You gotta go do it. And you guys certainly got to be able to communicate well, and that's another whole story. You know, learn how to communicate effectively, and learning how to lead conversations and you know, leading clients to their goal, leading clients and commitments to their goals, which is really what sales is, right? Leading people to make commitments to solve their problems or achieve their goals. It's not about you; it's about the client. So, premium pricing, learning how to communicate effectively. You know, you do those things, then. You know, the brand is the last thing you got to worry about, you know?
Right.
So, you know, I'm a big fan of, you know, deliver a great product, become the best, position yourself as the best, learn how to communicate effectively, and watch that just take off because people are looking for you, much more than you got to go look for them. This is a hungry market, who, you know, there's always enough supply. There's always enough demand. There's never enough supply. You know, and so, again, just, you know, you do that and, you know, the branding stuff will all come and just add, you know, flavor on top. But don't make that, you know, the foundation of who you are. It's not about your logo. It's about, you know, how are you delivering results and value and how are you effective at positioning and communicating that to the market around you?
Yeah, I think so much of, you know, you have to be an expert first. I mean, you have to be, great at what you do or it's not an authentic brand, you know, regardless of whatever it is. I think when you blend your passion with your expertise, you know, that's when you really take off, you know, when you niche down into what is, you know, an area that there's a gap. You know, so if you're a strength and conditioning coach, you know, if you're going to go be the football strength and conditioning coach, and I want to be the best in the world, well, you're going to be up against some stiff competition, people that may have been doing it two times, three times as long. you know, but you know, who's the best mountain bike strength coach? Who's the best wakeboard strength coach? You know, those are, you know, those are things that there's opportunity there. So if your passions can line up, it doesn't mean you can't be the best football strength coach, but I think that, you know, you have to, you know, to do that, you're going to have to, you know, you're going to have to be the best, you know, you got to be a great technician, but then you're going to have to work it really extremely hard. And like you said, be bold. I agree with you. You know, you've built a whole business around taking, you know, those technicians, those coaches, those trainers, you know, those content experts, and then helping them build a business around those passions and that skill set. You know, what, you know, for these strength coaches that are listening, I mean, the one thing that I always, you know, that I always have a challenge with our profession is if they get out, they go and they open up a gym and then they fail because they don't understand the business side of, you know, when you go become a gym owner, you're going to be the janitor, you're going to be the marketer, you're going to be the HR department, you're going to be all those things. What advice for the strength coaches that are listening do you have for, you know, that young coach or that coach that's, you know, hey, I'm ready to try something different, you know, maybe go out on my own. What are the first steps that you would recommend?
Yeah. So in fact, you know, we have a guide we offer on our website, how to open your own facility, that goes through a lot of these points. And I've given a number of, you know, lectures and talks at different conferences on opening your own facility, your first facility or your second facility and how to do that well. I think that the most important component is, you know, that I see where I see people fail is they go in with three or four things right, and they're missing, you know, five. And we like to talk about really nine components of a fitness business plan. And you got to have a plan, you know, it's, and when you are missing a few major components of a plan, then you get surprised, and you get really challenged. And unless you're able to hustle like, you know, and pivot like crazy, that's why people go out of business. And yeah. So, you know, I think to take time to really get educated, to have a good plan, to find some mentors, some people that can support you and advise you on things that you may not see or not know, and have been through this a few times, I think is really important. It's a transition, right? So I can remember we had a top strength coach in the country who was in the NFL. I won't name the program here, but one of the programs, and you know, was tired of moving around town to town, his family, and wanted to kind of create a home base and open a facility to you know, support himself and his family and not have to, you know, move in another year. And so you know, he worked hard, you know, spent all the time building out a facility, you know, spent all his savings, you know, aligning where the equipment goes and getting the paint, getting the logos, getting looking sharp. And then, you know, day one, he opens his doors and he's got no customers.
Nobody. Yeah.
Important point we've missed here, right? So
right.
This is the point at which he then, I remember, found us. And then, you know, we helped him figure out the sales and marketing, customer acquisition side. He became very, very successful. So, you know, you got to have a plan, a complete plan that has nine points. Each of them are critical. That's another guide we have on our website. You know, please invite people to check out. It's www.netprofitexplosion.com. And, you know, you can grab the guide, you know, nine steps to a fitness business plan for long-term success and profit. You know, some great resources in there for your listeners.
That's great. And I think that's, you know, like for strength coaches, that could be a lot of things. That could be, you know, doing remote coaching. That could be opening a gym. It could be anything along those lines, you know. And I think just having some sort of skill set beyond just count, you know, being in the weight room is important to have, because you never know when that, you know, that coach gets fired, that AD gets fired, or whatever. I think it's important to have that plan. Well, Sean, we end the show with some resources here. Give us the best piece of coaching advice you ever received.
It's a great question. You know, just keep going. this is hard. Entrepreneurial journey is tough for everybody. It's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to feel like I'm the only one who doesn't have this figured out. This is so hard. I should give up, you know, and, you know, the truth is, you know, experience, you know, is, I think good, when they say good judgment comes from experience, experience comes from mistakes. And so you're going to make a lot of mistakes along the way. Just, you know, it's not how many times you get knocked down. It's how many times you get back up. Keep learning, keep growing, keep surrounding yourself with people who can support you, support your dream. Find a place where you can be the dumbest person in the room, and people are going to challenge you, make you better. And there is no problem you're going to face that there's not a solution for out there. You know, that's come from somebody who over the last 11 years worked with 36,000 fitness business owners in 96 countries. So I'm going to tell you, whatever you're facing, there's an answer to that problem. Don't give up and keep going.
That's awesome. Give us a, we'll make sure to link up all your information, but give us a book, app, and website recommendation.
So many books that I love. It just, you know, depends on the month or you know, what we're talking about, subject matter. I think for coaches here, there's a few books. One of the most important, I think, is a great book. I'm sure you've referenced it, Mindset. I think mindset is, you know, so critical, especially when you're challenging yourself to grow. You've got to have, you know, I'd say 80% of the work my company does in helping entrepreneurs and business owners grow their business and grow to the next level, it's not about the technical skills. It's about their mindset and their head and their heart and aligning to go make it happen.
Yeah.
And that takes a lot of commitment to personal development at every step of the way keep going. So, you know, I can't say enough good things about that. On an app recommendation, you know, I'm really into, I'm into Whoop right now. Actually, the last several months, Whoop has been great for me. I've used different, you know, stuff in the past and, but you know, as a business owner, I travel a lot internationally. I just got back from, you know, 2 weeks in Sydney with our team down there. And just be able to, you know, have better awareness and planning around recovery is the, you know, I'm a go hard guy all the time.
Right.
I will, you know, push harder than my limits. And so for me personally, the more I become self-aware of that, the more I can plan and manage my recovery to keep myself out of trouble.
Sure.
And Whoop is has been a great product. And I'm also a huge Evernote guy. Evernote, like, is for me the go-to on my phone, on my laptop. You know, I keep all my notes in there. They keep me organized. So that's a helpful one for sure.
Sure. And Evernote is a web application as well. So that would be a good website as well. Yeah. Man, you know, like you said early on, I think, you know, there's something very noble to me about, you know, the guys that have the wisdom that turn around and help others, you know, and I think, you know, coaching the coaches or taking your expertise and helping your friends initially that, and then turn around and growing it to where you've helped 36,000 businesses in 96 countries. To me, that's that, you know, that you could very easily hoard that information and just make your businesses great and that's it, you know, but you turn around and you share it with other coaches and other fitness influencers. And, you know, I'm sure you're of the same mindset that I am, that rising tides raise all ships, you know, and I think that that's a very noble thing. So thanks for what you do and how you do it, man. And appreciate you coming on the show.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me. I love what you guys are doing as well. And, you know, just want to thank everybody for listening to us today and hopefully look forward to meeting some of your listeners down the road.
Awesome.
That's it for this episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk. Thanks to this week's guest as well as our sponsors for bringing this episode to you for free. Make sure to check out ronmckeefrey.com where you can join our mailing list, find the show notes, including all the links and resources mentioned, and information about Coach McKeefrey's other products. While you are there, please join Coach McKeefrey in the comments section thanking our guest for sharing. If you haven't subscribed to Iron Game Chalk Talk on YouTube or iTunes yet, make sure to do so. Comments, ratings, and reviews are always welcome. Coach McKeefrey can be found on Twitter at @rmckeefrey. On Facebook and YouTube at @ron.mckeefrey. That's it for this week. Be sure to check back next week for another great episode of Iron Game Chalk Talk.